Hi there and welcome to Diet, Health and Fitness. And yes, it's still me, Denise Oliver, which I'm absolutely delighted to be back. I think the Chatty Children did an amazing job over the summer holidays and they're all back at school now. So you'll have to wait until half term to hear them again. And Ben Calder has literally just run into the studio.
Yay! Well, you know, it's a fitness show, so you don't want to be dragging your heels, do you?
You don't, do you? No, not at all. And you've just been saying it's been very windy in Shrewsbury.
It has indeed, yeah. I thought my flat was going to go this morning. I thought we were doing a Wizard of Oz job. I was getting my red heels ready. It was all going to be great.
Gosh, yes. I don't know about you. I don't know what it was like in shows, but in Chester yesterday, it was steaming hot.
Yes.
It was amazing, but just a tad too hot for me. I could tell it had just probably tipped 25 degrees at least yesterday.
Nice.
Because my whole body just changes and it's like, go sit down. Can't yet. I'm too busy.
I love it though. It's like walking around in a sauna. It's kind of like being in the Far East or something. It's that kind of warm opening. Body feels
lovely.
Nice and loose and relaxed.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, just a shame we had to work. But anyway, I love my job. So what we're going to talk about today, there's all sorts of things going on. Summer has been, I don't know, it's come and gone.
in a flash, it's been
it's
the
been
fastest.
Great. It really has been great, though. Yeah. I came to your place and we did an Access Bars day.
Which is fabulous, and I've been loving it ever since.
You've been doing a lot of it, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I can't get enough of it, really.
There is something... Anybody who's not had their bars run or run someone's bars, there's something for me personally that's really special about touching that person's head and knowing that something energetic is changing for them. And it's just fab.
Yeah.
So simple.
I've been so impressed with just the level of not only the sensation, the experience that I'm having while I'm holding the points, but just the responses that people are having and the variables in the responses they're having as well. Everything from Parkinson's shaking that goes from being severe to nothing in 10 minutes to beautiful visual colours, to deep relaxation, to deep catharsis. It's been impressive.
Yay!
Yay!
Are you, by any chance, I'll ask you the question, will you go on and become a facilitator and
I'm
teacher?
Going to, yes.
Good for you.
So we're going to run the second day of the Access Bars Practitioners next month in Centre for Integral Health in Shrewsbury with Safia Nelson. So I get to do my day two then. So then I've just got to work out who I can rope in to come and do me a day three before Christmas. That's the plan.
Well, I can tell you that Jackie Jones and May Stott are both facilitators now.
Woohoo!
And you know May.
Yep.
Do you know Jackie? Have you met Jackie?
I'm not sure.
She's just lovely.
Yep.
And they're actually working on a day together today.
Nice.
So
yeah,
they're
I saw
doing
your post
their first
earlier.
One today.
Yeah.
So there you go. They'll do your day three.
Fabulous.
Not a problem.
Sounds good.
There's more and more people now. It's been my aim has been to grow this in this area.
Yeah.
And the more facilitators, the better.
Yeah.
You know, the more people who can learn this and do it and spread the word, really.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It is so simple and so...
And as
magnificent.
A gift.
You know, I don't know, there isn't a word that describes it. It's amazing.
I just want to have it available in Shrewsbury so that we can start sharing it out with people, give people, you know, these tools. And again, from that day that you came and did with us, because there was that kind of mother-daughter that was there as well, 12-year-old daughter and a mum. And it was amazing just to see, you know, what it did for them as a relationship. And I've seen them since and, you know, the shifts that they're going through and the bonding and the beauty. It's, you know, I want it. It's going to happen in Shrewsbury.
I am delighted. I really am. And that was my whole aim was to. And I'm really glad that you were open to it and open to actually having it run at your centre as well.
Mm.
Because now your centre is the centre to go to for bars in Shrewsbury. There isn't anywhere else in the area.
You heard it here first. Centre for Integral Health is the place in Shrewsbury to go to for Access Bars. Perfect.
Yeah, definitely try it. So we are heading into autumn, whether we want to, you know, acknowledge that or not. With your flat nearly flying off today, we are heading into autumn. And one of the things that I love about this time of the year is where I live in Chester, I back onto the meadows and there are loads and loads and loads of blackberries. Oh, and I went for a walk a couple of afternoons ago because I go out for a walk every day and they're just there and they're going, go on then, eat me. And the sun had been on them, they were as black could be, and just picking them, so his stained fingers, I felt like a five-year-old.
Perfect.
Again, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh gosh, I love this. So eating them as I'm going along and just bursting with flavour.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous. So anybody, everybody, get out there, go and pick this Let's go and forage, yeah. Really. So where would you go to forage?
Well, I've got a couple of spaces that I run out and do because I like... Now you've got to be quiet about this, but it's my birthday next week, okay? So don't tell anyone. But one of my birthday habits is to always go out and pick my elderberries so that I can bag them up and have them ready to make my elderberry syrup over winter. And for those of you that don't know, elderberry syrup is the number one anti-flu remedy.
Yeah.
It kills more strains of flu than any other single thing on the planet, and about 10 years ago it was tested against every form of flu that's held in cryogenic storage, and it kills all of them in 4 days. It's absolutely God's gift to flu. So you know, you pick your berries, and you can get great recipes online for elderberry syrup. So you just boil your elderberries up with cinnamon and cardamom and a few other spices, and
all
ginger.
Of which will add to the antioxidant quality.
Absolutely, yeah, sure. And then you just store it in your fridge, take a little nip of it every morning, and it's absolutely fantastic.
Happy days.
No flu guaranteed. So I've got that. And I've got some really nice spots near Oswestry and Llanymynech that I go and pick around there, because there's lots of old heathland and kind of old moorland out there. So I've got a whole bunch of stuff. I go for my elderberries. I go for my sloes, for my sloe gin, because that's medicinal as well. And I find hazelnuts, there's crab apples, there's mushrooms out there at this time of year.
I've never seen hazelnuts, I have to be honest. Okay. I thought we more or less they were at the south of the country.
Oh, no, there's a lot of places around here.
Oh, right.
And you need to go into old farmland to find them, because they used to be grown a lot for animal fodder during the Second World War, same as beech nuts, same as oak nuts, acorns. And so you just have to look for them in old hedgerows. And you'll find lots of old hedgerows where you've got lots of low hazelnut trees growing. So there's a good few places. I know some places over near Gillsfield as well. Lots and lots of hazelnuts, sweet chestnuts. You know, there's all sorts of stuff out growing wild. You can go fill your boots at this time of year. It's my favourite time.
Yeah, and nature is so abundant at this time of year. Harvest time. Before the true autumn sets in,
yes,
I think.
I love it. Mm. And last week before last, I was up at my annual pilgrimage to go and see my father up in Scotland, right up in Forres. We're in Finhorn Bay, staying there. Beautiful, beautiful. But mushrooms everywhere. I came back with a kilo of chanterelle mushrooms. And that's, you know, for me, it's like food porn. It's great. I love it.
So what would you make with your mushrooms?
Do you know, I just like them simple. Just salt, pepper, cream, saute them off, you know, keep it really, really nice and simple so you get the flavor of it, and then just have it on toast.
Yeah,
you know, don't mess around with tasty, strong flavored wild mushrooms. Mix them up too
enjoy
much.
Enjoy the mushrooms.
Yeah, enjoy the mushrooms. And we had hedgehog mushrooms, and we had puccini as well, we found up in Scotland. And considering I was camping, you know, we'd literally chop them up, cook them on the camp stove in the morning for breakfast, and have them with kind of eggs and bacon on the side, and avocado, and this beautiful mushroom kind of mix.
Oh, you're such an outdoor man, aren't you?
So
what else shall we talk about today? So there's loads of things coming up at your place. You've got shadow workshops, you've got the Vital Essence breathwork. Just tell us just very briefly what they are, and then we'll
sure.
More.
Shadow workshop is understanding why other people wind you up and take your energy and how to take that back. The breathworks is about trauma release. So it's about getting rid of all the old rubbish out of the body so that you just feel fresh and new again. And they're always, you know, I'm always looking for stuff that really gives people deep experience, deep change. Mm. And, you know, when they leave, they know that something's different, that life is different, you know, because there's no point in sometimes tapping away on some of this stuff. And it's just a little bit here and a little bit there. I want people to go, wow, man, I know that something is different for me now. I know that I'm better.
Cool. So just give us a little bit more detail. I think what I'm liking about the courses that you've got coming up is going into the autumn. We, from my perspective, Chinese Five Elements talks about the autumn and the metal element being all about the lungs, letting go. And so you've got a Breathworks day. Is it a day or a weekend?
It's a weekend, but it's two individual days, and you get a choice of coming for either one or 2 days.
Okay.
We recommend two because the kind of the release that you get from the first day is, you know, you then get to go deeper and deeper on the second day. So
explain what the sort of thing that happens on the one or both days.
Let me give you a little bit of background first of all. For anybody that doesn't understand what breath work or rebirthing style modalities are, they were kind of developed from about the 60s onwards through the transpersonal psychology perspective, looking at ways for being able to get beyond the self. And this was partly fueled by a psychologist called Stanislav Grof, who did a lot of work at doing psychotherapeutic work with people while they were taking LSD and other psychotropic substances. But of course, with the issues of legality around that, he started to look for other ways of giving these transpersonal experiences without having to rely on substances that were considered illegal. So along came a method called holotropic breathing, which is a way of actually, it's a posture and a breathing modality that when you engage them, after about 15-20 minutes of practice, you make a shift. You change state and you move into a non-ordinary state of mind. And from there, the body just starts releasing stuff that it's got stuck. Mm-hmm. And the Vital Essence Breathworks that's being run by my brother, Simon Calder, he's coming over from Europe to do these 2 days specially for us. And it's a way of combining also myofascial release. So from an exterior perspective, when you're watching breathworks, you can see a lot of moaning and screaming and a lot of release of emotion taking place. And one of the things that you see is that the body looks like it's impinging itself in particular places as it's trying to move something out of that space, but it can't and it's stuck. So what my brother does is he goes in and does very, very specific myofascial release. So tension release out of the muscle and the tissues and the tendons in those areas while your body's letting go of all this stuff.
So he's touching you in a specific style.
Yep. Okay. And there's verbal instructions that are coming to encourage you to release and let go. So the body's able to just move stuff through. And it's really interesting because I've talked about it like from an exterior, what you see, but from an interior, what you experience is it's almost like watching a film of your body releasing stuff while you're sat safe and comfortable on the other side of the screen. Mm. So when I've done it in the past, I've literally been looking up at this scene of my body releasing things, and I'm just in there going, wow, this is beautiful. It's absolutely amazing.
No LSD needed.
Feel very free, very safe, very good. And when you come out of it, that sense is remaining, and you just feel almost like clean, like you've been freshened up in a way that doesn't make sense, but warm and open, and your energy's flowing. And Simon does opening Qigong practices, so the body's starting to get ready, do integrative meditation at the end of the day, so that when you leave, you just feel very complete and very solid, but somehow more yourself than when you came in.
I like things like that.
Me too.
I'm on a course, otherwise I would be doing it. But
next time.
Yeah, definitely. The things that you create over in your centre, always on my radar.
Thank you.
But other stuff's already plotted, and I've got all my courses plotted until Easter at the moment. So
wow.
I know.
That's not bad. Does that mean you're going to miss out on the five element Qigong day that we're doing in October specifically for the lung and the metal
what
element
date?
And the grief? That one is happening on Sunday the 15th of October. Is that right? No, Sunday the 9th of October. There you go, a week jumping ahead.
I'll be in Barcelona. I'll be in Barcelona.
There you go.
Yeah, so I'm going on to do a lot more access courses. Yep. So that's how I've plotted my time until Easter next year.
Wow, well done.
Yeah, thank you. So what's a shadow workshop?
What's a shadow workshop? Well, shadow is about the person that you don't think you are.
Yes.
For a start off. It's the
you don't want to acknowledge.
Absolutely. It's the unconscious self that's acting out through you. And we see it in other people. So when somebody, let's say that they're being stubborn, you see a friend or family member or partner.
Like that.
And that is the best answer. And it's when you see somebody doing something, and the first thing you do is you go, "That I wouldn't do that. That's not me." But also,
I would never throw a tantrum.
You'd never throw a tantrum. But then you also get affected by the fact that the other person's doing it.
Yeah.
So it's not just a case of, look, so-and-so is being stubborn, so-and-so is being this. You're actually really affected by it. It really bothers you. And it's like, oh my God, why are they so stubborn? I'm not like that. I'm really calm. You know, I'll do anything. So you get into this space where your whole system is just agitated by somebody else. So essentially, you've given them rent-free access to your head and given away your power. So you're getting bothered by people, you're getting affected by people, and you don't seem to be able to do anything about it. So shadow workshops are all about recognizing A, when we do that, B, why we do that, and C, how to stop doing it so that we can take back all that energy, which means that other people bother us less, we feel more empowered, and we're just able to get on and have a better life, and we can laugh more at people. So we can go, look at Jim today. Yeah,
genuinely, that's not affecting me.
Just feel detached from it. I mean, and again, some people ask, well, aren't you just moving into a space where you don't care about stuff? And it's like, well, it's not that I don't care, but I don't feel affected by it. I don't feel like it's a part of me that is disowned. And it's a very interesting process to take that control back and acknowledge all the things that we are. And one of the phrases that we use in shadow is that I am that. So all the things that really bother us, it's kind of like, yeah, well, I'm that too. Mm. You know, and it's been a really, really moving and really powerful series of moments in my life where there's been some big shadow elements come up. And for me to be able to go, yeah, that's me. You know, I do that too. I behave that way too. Okay. You know, but the relief and the satisfaction I get when I kind of let that back in. And then I know that even though I acknowledge that capacity, it doesn't mean I have to act on it. It just means I'm honest about the fact that I can be that as well. And that's like surprisingly empowering.
Cool. This is the Diet, Health and Fitness Show, and we've just launched into talking about ceremonial cacao. So Ben, just tell us more, because I've been aware of ceremonial or cacao ceremonies through a friend in Manchester, but I've never attended anything that where cacao is revered. I love it. I have a lot of it in my house, and I make a lot of my own chocolate and things. Sure. So what happens in a ceremony? You know, you drink a lot of chocolate?
You drink a lot of chocolate. I mean, it's a very interesting one. When we actually look at chocolate use, cacao use more traditionally, it was never used like we use it. You know, it was, I mean, I can remember all the way back into when I was a trainee teacher, and one of the classes I was teaching in, we were doing a whole special module on the Aztecs and looking at some of the traditional stuff that they did. And hot chocolate, but it was served cold, you know. So it was this really, really potent ground up raw cacao that when you have such large quantities of it, now bearing in mind it's got a lot of active compounds that change brain chemistry, mainly something called anandamide, which is named after ananda, which is this kind of bliss state. And anandamide attaches to the same receptors in your brain that cannabis does. So you're starting to get an idea of the kind of shifts it makes in the brain, plus something called PEA, which is another kind of brain altering chemical. and they bring great sense of euphoria into the system. And again, that euphoria moves to a point that it almost becomes transpersonal. So we're starting to, in a similar way to the holotropic breathing and the vital essence breath work, we're moving beyond the self, because the substances are changing the chemistry and it's allowing altered states. So now cacao ceremonies can be done in a number of ways. Sometimes they're done with various meditations, sometimes they're done with dance or other ritual involved in them. But down in Shrewsbury, we've been lucky enough over the last kind of 6 months or so to have Pablo Spall of Forever Cacao, who are now turning into, you know, a fabulous national raw cacao kind of chocolate bar company, and Andrea Profit, who has been working with all sorts of South American aspects for a number of years now, running something called the Cacao Club, and held at the Lion Hotel in Shrewsbury once a month, and it's basically a cacao ceremony that's then followed by trance-inducing music and light shows that are then specifically DJ'd. So it's like a dry rave, as in there's no alcohol involved, yeah. And you know, they don't serve any alcohol. Nobody's allowed to drink, and quite often they'll finish with either. I mean, last month it was a gong bath, so you get to then to do a deeply kind of powerful sound meditation to finish after you've done a couple of hours of kind of dancing in this euphoric state.
Yeah.
So it's a very shamanic process. And,
yeah.
And again, what you experience can, you know, insights into the self and understanding about situations, because it just shifts perspective.
Yeah.
And anytime we shift perspective, we see the world differently, and we can't not see that again. Mm. You know, it allows us to operate from different spaces. So, you know, I really love it.
So is there a way of entering that state on your own? Is it safe to do that on your own, or would you always suggest that you do it
under
supervision?
Always under supervision. Unless you're highly experienced, I would say that under supervision has got to be the way to recommend it, just because there can be stuff that comes out that you might need support in.
Yeah.
And also somebody that's got experience of running any kind of shamanic practice, whether it be trance drumming or doing anything along those lines, unless you know how to go in, how to come out, how to be, you know, just basic rules of practice, you can put yourself in some strange mental states.
Yeah.
And so I really wouldn't recommend it for anybody on their own. You know, but in a way, we live in this weird society that we could go out and we could buy a shed load of chocolate, and the sugar and the cocoa on themselves would, you know, give us one of these weird kind of experiences. We've all seen kids that are, you know, on kind of chocolate highs, running around,
yeah.
You know, maybe an espresso with a nice piece of dark chocolate, and you know, the whole body is shifting.
Yeah.
So in a way, we're already kind of doing bits of it.
Yeah.
But to actually have some really clear instruction about, you know, having an intent as well. What is it you're doing it for? Why are you going there? What do you want to know? What do you want to experience? What do you want to explore? And it might be nothing more than just a deeper state of love for myself, or to feel more connected, to feel more grounded, you know, whatever it is. But it's really useful to have a clear intent. It's really useful to just understand the stages of going in, going out, and really, really useful to have somebody that can give you support, just in case there's anything that comes up that you don't feel prepared to deal with.
I'd like to find out more, actually. How could I do that?
So you can find the Cacao Club on Facebook. So obviously we're based down in Shrewsbury for that. And you can contact Andrea Profit or Pablo Spall to get more information about that through the club. And also as well, if you just take a look at any of the kind of shamanic processes, I know you've got a friend up in Manchester,
yeah.
haven't you, that,
yeah.
that does cacao work. I've got a friend in Manchester as well, Deborah Del Glynn, who does kind of work with a lot of traditional ceremonies as well, and would really recommend kind of chatting to her about stuff.
Yeah, because I think I'd quite like to bring something like that to Chester.
Yes.
You know, I don't know where or with whom, but I think it would, there isn't anything like that in Chester.
Sure.
There is a few drumming circles and occasional gong bath shows up, but there's nothing specific.
Yeah.
So I think that would be amazing. I'll be in touch with them.
Lovely. It's great fun.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't know when, but I am. You are listening to the Diet, Health and Fitness Show with myself, Denise Oliver, and Ben Calder. And do stay tuned at the top of the hour. Tracy Jones is actually here in the building, and she will be with you with Talking Business at 1 o'clock. So we were just about to say to each other, and then suddenly it was like, oh, we're on air, right? Yes. Vitamin D.
Vitamin D. Now, you know, beautiful sunny lunchtime here in Wrexham, and love to see it. But what a lot of people don't realise is that from the end of September, from when we cross out of autumn equinox, you will no longer make any vitamin D.
Yeah,
you could lie butt naked in your garden for 7-8 hours a day and you would not make a single bit of vitamin D, because the angle of the sun drops too low for us after that point, that in the northern hemisphere, for us in the UK, we just don't make any vitamin D.
Do you know what? One thing I can relate that to is I hung out a load of washing yesterday on the line, and I was where the washing line is. In the summer, the sun's on it all the time because of the height it gets above the trees. But now it's behind the trees. So actually, although my washing dried because it was a very warm day yesterday, it didn't get the sun in the same way.
Sure.
You know, and it's just like, that's exactly what you're talking about, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah, sure. And that angle is quite a significant change over the course of the year for us. And so from the end of September, our bodies will be using their stores of vitamin D. So we pick a bit up from good quality oily fish, and we pick a little bit up from kind of offal sources and a few other places. But really, our predominant sources is from sunlight. And we've got about 3 months of storage if we're stocked up from the end of September. So at the best, unless you get some more good sunshine, you know, by Christmas you're going to be out of vitamin D, which means your immune system is going to be suffering.
Yeah.
So it's one of the things that's recommended by Chris Astle-Smith, who is the founder of Epigenetics International, one of the companies that I work a lot with my kinesiology work, is that actually if you start low dosing vitamin D from the beginning of October, you'll always be topped up just by that low dose. Whereas if you wait through until November, December, until your levels deplete, the levels of vitamin D you have to take to keep them up is actually a lot higher. So it's more cost effective to actually start taking vitamin D from October. And like last year, I did an experiment with vitamin D just to kind of look at how my immune system would be with it. Now typically you'll see a high dose vitamin D supplement be about 1,000 international units, but if you spend 20 minutes in good sunshine at this time of year with at least 40% of your body in the sunlight, you'll make 20,000 international units, so 20 times more than you would get in a high dosage therapeutic product. So what I did last year was I was giving myself 20,000 a day for 6 months. I did it for the whole of the period between the end of September and the beginning of April, when we get the sunlight back again. And I just had the most robust immune system. I had the best winter ever. Needed to take the least stuff to look after myself, despite people dropping like flies around me with colds and flus and the rest.
And it's not just the colds and flus, it's like the depression descends.
Absolutely.
It's the mind alters, because and I believe vitamin D plays a huge part in
massively
that.
So
and now they believe it plays a huge part with dementia as well. And all sorts of other things. So you don't just think about it in isolation, because it needs other stuff in the body to, what's the word, to play with. Let's use it like that, because all the vitamins need a bit of each other.
Absolutely.
And so it is it's one of those things that I think sadly we can be put off going for a really high dose, because there is no ceiling, is there? Nobody quite knows whether there's too much that you can take. So some people take the minimum that's recommended, and it's not enough.
And I mean, it's useful. It's better than none. But there is some interesting research out there with an American researcher who did experiments where he was taking 100,000 a day for a year, and he was having his liver toxicity, because again, it's often been suggested that there are problems with liver toxicity if D is too high. But what it seems to be is it's synthetic D2 that causes the problem, not D3. And it's D3 that's also cancer protective for the body. It's D3 that also helps your body to absorb its calcium and lay it into the bones. So it's really good for helping to prevent osteoporosis as well. But, you know, and again, 20,000 I use. And I do. I go to my doctors and I get things checked. I keep an eye on myself, because they can look at me objectively in a way that I can't. And, you know, my liver health and my body health in general is phenomenal.
Yeah. Cool.
Vitamin D. Yeah. Get it sorted for the end of the month.
But you would recommend Epigenetics.
Absolutely. Yeah, they do a liquid brand. Vitamin D3. So you can dose very specifically, which is nice because some products it's either 1,000 or 5,000 or 10,000 or 20,000. Whereas with Epigenetics, if you get their liquid D3, each drop is 1,000. So you can actually...
Each drop is
1,000. Wow. So you can, with their Smart D3, so you can just dose as you need to. And also they do a D3 with vitamin K2 as well, which again, if you're concerned about osteoporosis, you know, the K2 added in there is fantastic.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. I'm so glad you brought D3 up, actually. Well, vitamin D in general, because I think it's something that I will be bringing up again over time, especially as the winter rolls on. Because, yeah, people... just they forget, they hear this now, they forget to buy it, they need reminding. So I will be reminding you about
that's what
that.
We're here for, keep
it
you healthy.
Is, yeah, well, we do want you to be healthy. Yeah, don't we? Yeah, very much so. So we're bouncing with it and we want you to be.
We are.
Well.
We do.
So yeah, thank you, Ben, for coming in. It's great to
pleasure
see you
as always. Thanks,
after
Denise.
The summer holidays.
Yeah.
And yeah, good luck with all the workshops and everything that's happening in Shrewsbury.
Thank you.
I can't remember when you're back, but you are back and you are actually going to be a guest on Empowerment Hour in December.
Yep.
Because it dawned on me that actually I don't know a lot about you. I know you and I know where you are and I know what you do, but if I didn't know much about you and I consider you a friend, then none of the listeners do either. So we're going to find out a lot more about you in December.
Looking forward to that.
So that'd be really cool. So thanks for listening in to Diet, Health and Fitness and Empowerment Hour. Before that, do stay tuned. At 1 o'clock, Tracy Jones will be here with Talking Business. Bye for now.